It's Lodi San here, and on behalf of the Balcony Boys, I'd like to say thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of the Balcony Sessions podcast. Little disclaimer before the episode begins, everything you hear on Balcony Sessions podcast is strictly for entertainment, it's strictly for shits and giggles, none of it is real, none of it is serious, we don't hate anybody. If jokes are made at your expense, we are sorry, it's just for entertainment, you understand? Also, participate in our weekly Spotify polls for our Spotify listeners and our polls on Twitter. Use the hashtag Balcony Sessions or hashtag Balcony Boys if you want to make a comment, if you want to make a suggestion, or even if you just want to commend us, because truly and truly, we did try. Also, send us a DM and follow us on our Twitter account at Balcony Sessions and on our Instagram at Balcony Sessions Pod. I'll repeat, at Twitter at Balcony Sessions and Instagram at Balcony Sessions Pod. Hope you enjoyed this episode. Peace.
You are now listening to the Balcony Sessions podcast, brought to you by the Balcony Boys. You know the vibes.
Came out to breathe as well, like you might see much. I'm serving my hell. How do I say this well? I'm going to ring this mic and pull up the game with Tyson Gell. Time to have the sticks and leave that looker. On a foot in the pot and a live at the joker.
Bust your head. This part's not been the episode. Bust your head.
You're very summer. That's your problem. Your problem is that summer.
All the top of your head, what's a minor inconvenience that's actually a major inconvenience?
Charger.
What? Charger. Lack like of charger. A bad charger, Abi.
Yeah, a bad charger. Yes. Charger will fuck you up.
Facts. Man, I'm going to say Qatar, man. Fuck.
Qatar is not minor at all.
It's not minor.
Qatar is no minor inconvenience, dog.
Yeah.
Qatar major is one. Thing,
man. I'm on the guys, man. When, I'm sure you guys can hear it.
When that should be Qatarian, it's not funny, bro.
Dog. I'm sorry. Nah, man, it's annoying. You're going to see me for
same family as. It's in the same family as sore throat. That one,
sore throat is even personal. Do you understand? You can be uncomfortable personally. But Qatar, you could be sniffing snafana. Like,
yeah, for everybody,
they have said sniffing snafana.
Like, you could just say, give them, they go. But yeah.
You are foolish.
Yeah, man.
That's crazy. Sniffing snafana is crazy.
Sniffing snafana is insane.
Oh, fucking hell, man.
You're not a serious person.
I mean, yeah.
How fun, how not they know?
Dog.
I like the energy. I like the energy that we're coming with. I think we're about to drop a banger.
Another banger. Motide Latida Moru Oshe, me baby Wuru, Oyaga, Oga. That one got a type, so you didn't mind.
I didn't enter like my way.
Speaking of things, where they enter, when they enter.
You know what's crazy?
Okay, yeah.
Because I'm writing something right now, and like, I'm trying to represent us in this, but with different names. I was like, wait, so what's Clarence's middle name? I'm like, oh shit, that nigga's name is Josiah.
Josiah, bro. Is the Josie.
That nigga's name is Josiah.
We are crazy.
Yeah, when you go south, you could just blend in as Josie.
As you go be Josie.
Yes, now I go spend in as Josie, as Joey.
Hey,
I swear, I
swear to God.
Wait, what did you say? Who calls you Josie? Can you hear me?
Chinedu.
Okay. Are you serious?
I said yeah. Chinedu calls me Josie.
That's cute.
Yeah, bro.
Oh, that's sweet.
That's my baby for life. Shout out, Chin.
Yeah.
Jay, you were saying something?
No, I was just going to throw the video, man, on the 2020p, man.
Yeah. That,
no, but that verse is calm, though.
Yeah.
Why were you going to throw him, though?
Yeah.
Verse. Say no. Man's music is there, you know, so I believe you.
I beg, Joe.
No, like, no, he tried, though.
Tell me why.
But why are you going to troll him, though?
Like, can't lie. It's just some bandwagon pee because I never even hear the jam. Can't even lie.
You know what? I appreciate your honesty.
Can you see?
Honesty.
I just saw it. Can you see? It just sounded like normal Normal Afrobeat nigga P.
Nah, bro, you tried. You actually tried
like that. I appreciate when like you're on a bandwagon. Just see you on a bandwagon. Like it makes more sense.
My bandwagon. I'm on the
Wait, but quick all. Sound check. I want to know if you guys can hear me. Wait.
Yes.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Alright, cool.
Yeah, I hear you well too. Can you hear me?
Nigga, we didn't hear you. Oh, you know the attack
sound check, Baba. Baba, fish your front.
You didn't hear my Qatar voice, everything.
No, your Qatari.
You know, you're on Qatar.
Katrick.
Astags, bro. Astags.
Yeah.
Ah, cool. Come on, man. Just before we start getting to it, it's been a wild day. But, like, first of all, I think I need to, let's, before we start, I want to give a shout out to, like, all my friends, man. First of all, like, I have really good friends. You know,
real nigga shit, man.
Yeah, I've been, and they really inspire me. So I just want to say, I just want to shout out my friends. Without you guys,
yeah,
you know, it's a different life. You know, so yeah, shout out all my friends, my female friends as well. Nabila, Titi, you guys are wonderful. Shout out you guys. That's just what I wanted to say.
Real nigga shit, man.
You get why? The rest of you fuck niggas. Oh, yeah. Also, shout out Famo because he hit me up this morning on some brother shit. So, shout out Famo as well. Like, you know. So, yeah. But the rest of you fuck niggas can suck my dick.
Pause. Well, yeah, I get you.
My whole 6.5 inches. You guys can suck that shit.
Yeah, my dog.
It, man. Now we got to post it on the next episode.
Suck that shit.
Well, now we got to post it, dog.
What'd you say?
Now we have to post your dick on the next episode, bro. Because you know you can't just be
You think I can't do it? They play.
That's what I'm saying. Now like, we have to do it. Now you cannot say it's 6.5 and you don't show proof. Do you understand?
So Jay, you desperately want to see my dick like that? That's wild, yo.
What kind of fuck wars are these?
That's one. Moving on.
You're a wild boy. Anyway, let's get to our episode because this is crazy. Hey, yo, yeah, man, it's another wonderful day in life. It's wonderful because the three of us are gathered here and we are doing one of the things that we know how to do best, which is, you know, bring you guys laughs, bring you guys, you know, lighthearted banter and like occasional pause worthy. We are now tuned into the Balcony Sessions podcast, brought to you by the Balcony Boys. I'm your host, Lodi San, aka Fire God Lodi, aka Lola Di Mano. And I'm here with my brothers.
Verena Forever, Mr. Forever, Young Everything. Yeah, man, Young Everything.
Young Josiah.
Young Josie.
Run. Yeah, man, Lodi in the building, man. Normal P. We there out here, man. Oh yeah, for real. Yeah.
Yeah, and it was your birthday this week. Your Moody's birthday this week, you know.
Yeah, man. It's still my birthday.
You get me? It's still your birthday. Yeah. How's that been? Tell us how your birthday
was. It's been cool, man. Can't lie. I just did small thing with my guys. They went to see my adopted family. And then, yeah. Normal P, man. It was nice, kind of like. But what's the best part of it is rejuvenated, being out, and numbers going. You know, while selling the thing, man, it's crazy. I love you guys. That's all.
Yeah, that's wild. We love
but together. Also, yeah. If you haven't copped that shit, bro, just go on readnody.store. You get we're live. It's looking spanking. Readnody.store. You can read my 2 books on there, man. But you gotta buy that shit though. Rejuvenator is 2K. Let Me Speak is 1K5. But trust me, you're buying gems. Like, if you actually read the thing,
guys. Why they talk, but trust me, like, say 2K now plenty bucks. Buy the thing. Buy 10 copies.
Based on that now, like, I added a nice, cute feature called Send Nodi a Tip, man. So after you buy the book and you just feel like, this guy sold this book for too cheap, dog.
You can give him your tip.
Yeah, man.
You can give him your tip.
Guys, pause, man. Why did you do like this now, guys?
Just chill. Like, for real.
Now you they find teeth now, guy. Why they do like that?
No, it might be gay, but it's calm. But let's carry on with the thing. You get it's calm. It's calm.
Yo, what Clara, is up for you now? How's your week been?
Well, my week done there on softy loose.
Give me a second, I'm gonna blow my nose.
You should, nigga. You should, because that shit sounds wild. Continue, Clarence, bro.
Sorry. Yeah, me, man. Me, I don't already say I don't suppose they talk some kind things on this pod no more.
Somebody pulled you up on some things you said, Abi.
Somebody pulled me up on some shit.
Damn. I bitch. Damn, that's what happens. Then you start having like emotional ties. They go feel they pull you up.
Bro, so you said this on.
Bro, that's crazy. That's crazy. Obviously, you tell her to refer to the beginning tag that it's all for entertainment type shit.
Yeah, guys, bro, like it's strictly for entertainment, bro. Like the fuck?
You don't mean all the things that we see here. Do you think we are just out here meaning
every single thing I say, nigga? Like the fuck? Like you gotta let me
the fuck? We are entertainers, man. Like, come on, man. The hell? Someone can even play up to a part, but yeah. We are here. Jay, are you back? Cool. It's all good. As for me, my week has been good. I also wanted to shout out my cousin David. We had a good conversation some days ago.
You're feeling very shouty outy tonight.
Yeah, like I feel like just like recognizing the people in my life that I care about, because it's just helping me like I know I just know people that like I don't really care about and I shouldn't care about and shouldn't get my attention. Do you guess? So it now makes me like appreciate the people that like I would give my attention to in a drop of your heart and I would, you know, actually care about. So yeah, that's what this whole piece is about. It's about knowing the people that I genuinely don't like, I don't really give two fucks.
Waiting,
literally nothing. So I don't know. You know when they say when you cross 25,
your prefrontal cortex.
I think it's part of it. It's part of like
yeah. You need to realize what matters and what doesn't.
Exactly. So that's just where it is. I'm just understanding what really matters right now.
Some people they'll be 29. Their own cortex never open.
Nah, they are wild with that too. DJ, me, your cortex still closed.
They play.
We don't the observe.
The observe.
The observe.
Now who open Cortex? They feed by Cortez.
Now who open Cortex? They feed by Cortez. They play.
Bad. You like media the Jones.
Oh no, I'm jamming.
Media of jamming.
Oh my god.
But yeah, man, that's how it is, man. That's how my week has been good. You know, just in work mood basically. That's where I'm at right now. Yeah. So, yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah. What's on the agenda for the day?
The first thing that's on the agenda for today is this thing that they're talking about with Arya Star.
Tell me, I don't know, what's that?
So apparently, the thing is that I can't even lie here. Like, I didn't really watch the video because I don't really be watching nonsense on my tail. But basically, apparently what the yarns was that Arya Star came into a space with, like, elderly, like, King Sonia Day was there on some shit, right? And apparently, like, she came in and then she went out and then she came in again or some shit. I don't really know what happened. Well, basically, the yarns is that she was in a space with King Sonia Ade and it seemed like she was not giving him as much quote unquote respect as they would have expected from her, you know.
Basically, she knew Dobale.
That kind of thing.
Wait. Okay, so in the video, did she see him? Like, did she
acknowledge him? Yeah, she acknowledged him in the video and, like, I mean, like. Him.
I can't even remember. Yeah. I don't know, but like, apparently she shot. In fact, I'm gonna go watch that motherfucking video right now.
Yeah, because we need to know what happened.
I'm gonna go watch that motherfucking video at this moment in time, like immediately, bro. Like,
yeah.
Like I'm gonna go.
She passes Burna Boy's mom and some.
Yeah,
else.
She greets Burna Boy's mom.
No, she doesn't greet her in that video.
I saw a video of her greeting Burna Boy's mom. Bro.
Yeah, that's another.
Wait, hold on.
I want you guys to leave all these people. Leave this baby alone, man. But yeah,
according to her, she said there was a lot of lights and doing and nerves were getting to her. You know the kind of people
are fast talking about, man. Like, you guys talk as if at the family function, you guys enter and greet all the grown ups immediately. Like, there are some people you just wouldn't see, or maybe like you're just nervous. You just want to go to your cousins.
Go
on,
get out. You guys, that's all.
And like without Sonny at the part, knowing Ira Star, she was probably wearing a skirt as short as a belt.
Like,
so you guys won't have to kneel down.
Like, you guys want that Dobali and her coochies out there.
And if her coochies out now, you guys will say, oh, she's being disrespectful. Why is she done? And I think in that position, anything she would have done would have been a problem. You guys should leave Ira Star alone. That should leave her alone.
You send them text.
Like, the hell? But yeah, clients is doing the journalism work of trying to figure out exactly what happened.
So if you've listened this far, please rate us 5 stars. Thank you.
I'm clear, Abby.
Yeah, you're clear.
Clarence, man.
But I say Elon Musk don't swallow him.
I mean, don't swallow the guy. He swallowed up. Have you ever been swallowed up? Have you ever been swallowed?
I know they like all these religious babes because they usually come to Twitter with serious takes.
Mm-hmm. We're back.
Still about
nobody sounded like Robot Boy anymore.
Well, tell us what happened to our star. She
Now I'm back with the motherfucking facts. Farina's facts. Let's fucking go. So basically, in the video that I saw, Aria had just passed Burna Boy's mom. So there was it was like angle 90. Just imagine like an angle 90 sitting. Someone on the left and someone at the right, right? Just like
the top right.
So like So she passes Burna Boy's mom, greets the person beside Burna Boy's mom, then goes to the other side, right? That is passing Burna Boy's mom again. And then she now greets the other people, the men that are sitting down, old men by the way. They are sitting down and then she's standing up and she's wearing Sabi girl clothes, you know, all that shit. I think they seem like to be somewhere in some form of club or some form of function, right?
Yeah.
So like she greets all of them with like handshakes. Like she greets all of them but with handshakes. And then she's now taken away by Entourage, right? Cool. So I'm now wondering, like, what's the P?
Like, what's the P, bro?
Like,
what's the P?
Like, what's the P?
First of all, who had Arasta in the mix of all these old ass people? Like, first of all, that's the first question I have. Who is the person that said, you know what, Arasta will be perfect for this old ass?
No, nah, it's just like, it did, let me tell you how the setting looked. The setting looked like there was a thing going, then there's like Kiddies Corner. That's like Gen Z,
for
new
the
cards.
Youth.
And, then there's now, there's for the youths. Then there's now the music execs, manager, all those oldies coming outside. It was that kind of thing. So yeah, that's kind of setting that is because they were all clustered together. Like, do you understand?
Okay, so what is Twitter saying now? I want to know what.
Twitter so Twitter is now saying that she did not dobali.
She's a disrespectful bitch.
That she's disrespectful. That she's uncultured. That okay. So after they said she's uncultured, she now came back online to now come and now say that you guys is not actually like that. Let me actually go and read the tweet so that. I read it word for word.
Camera action film the entire eye, so she been did nervous, so she just one ball. So she be respectful.
Wait, just wait. We'll read that tweet word for word now.
Read that tweet word for
she
word.
Said,
me, I
she said, "This is at 1 a.m. This is at 1 a.m. today." She says, "Crying emojis. I'm so sorry. I had just walked in and all the lights and nerves didn't let me see, but I came back around to greet everyone properly. I have never been that girl to be disrespectful. I'm a proper Yoruba girl, and the video didn't start until after I had greeted Burna Boy's mom. I'm very sorry to the legend, uncle, and King Sonny Ade. You get So she now said that okay, so now their next problem now is that they're calling King Sonia, she's calling King Sonia the uncle instead of, you know, quote unquote daddy.
Daddy.
You get what I'm saying? And I'm like, that first of all, that nigga is not her daddy.
First of all, she should not have apologized.
Like, I'm on this young doesn't even now feel bad for the session word daddy.
Like
daddy, nigga.
First of all, she should not have apologized to anybody. Like, do you think Twitter people are not reasonable people?
Like,
they don't understand.
They've not experienced anything in real life, and all they know is, to be bowing down for everybody. That's what they know. That's what Nigerians know. Nigerians only know how to bow down for them.
Everybody's just lying and capping, bro. Should not have apologized to anybody. They can all suck her fucking dick, bro. Her strap. They can all suck her strap on. Really?
Literally, brother. What do you mean? Like, okay, you want us to call some guy that is much older than like her actual dad on some daddy thing? Like, what the fuck? Like you think that she's like all you people that will call your pastors daddy? You think she's like all of you? I think you guys think she's like all of you. Are you guys don't like the fact that when she's not on your bullshit, like okay, now she's not the one that is on culture. You are the one that is fucking stupid for buying us every fucking
cultural
body.
Uncultured. It's just people that are talking that are uncultured. It's you guys that don't understand nuance. They cannot even use your brain. Like normal person with normal brain would be like, okay, maybe like how many minutes of that video? How many minutes of the video was it even
that video is like 20 seconds?
So what are you guys saying? Just 20 seconds. You already concluded that she's uncultured just because of 20 seconds video. You guys should go and touch grass. Like Jay said, this year is not what balcony
session. It's not balcony session's worthy. And we give this a big thumbs down.
You guys are dumb.
On behalf of the balcony boys, we give this a big thumbs down.
Bro, do you understand? It's not worthy of our energy at all. Shout out Sabi Girl, man.
Sabi Girl, love you, bae. Love your performance at Disneyland.
Do you understand? Like, Abe. Moving on, let's just finish all this nonsense that is going on. Now let's just stay on the Twitter because this week, Odumodu and Pitboy Gio made me enter Twitter again this week. And
Odumodu Black
and Pitboy Gio, you guys made me enter
and Pretty Boy Dio.
Because I was like, what's going on? I'm like, you know what, Twitter or no more. And I had to go and log in inside Twitter. And then when I logged in, I was just bombarded with a mirage of emotions. And I, you know what, I now understood more about the way Twitter works. Twitter works to make you triggered.
Yes.
Instead of you to use your brain, you're going to be triggered.
Yeah, like triggered. The first thing is that you're triggered, yep.
Exactly. You're not thinking. You're just triggered immediately. Because that's what happened to me. I literally just went into triggered mode. And then I was like, nah, I cannot be feeling like this. Like, this is one of the reasons why I'm not on this app anymore. So I closed the app and I come straight to the GC. And the moment that I come straight to the GC and start yearning, I was not able to actually think and put myself in both, like, Pretty Boy Dio and OG's shoes and actually have a constructive conversation with my guys instead of just, like, regurgitating stupid yarns.
One of the things that made me laugh this week on this Odumodu and Pretty Boy is that everybody that claims to support Pretty Boy Dio from the start to the finish, I mean, there are definitely people that have been listening to Pretty Boy Dio because Pretty Boy Dio, like on the alternative scene and like the alternative music scene that the younger people have enjoyed, like Pretty Boy Dio has always been someone that is like a go-to, like especially from everything pretty, like people that go outside, like young people, like 23 to 25, 26, even 20, okay, let's just say 23 to 27, like if you've been outside since 2018, like you like Pretty Boy Dio, because like he was the soundtrack to your summers. You get what I'm saying? He was the soundtrack to your December, so you like Pretty Boy Dio. So like no, I see there are people like, and those people like, we are all on this GCU. I mean, we are all on this place. We are all on this balcony sessions talking to you. Do you get what I'm saying? So like there are still people in the midst of that think that because they are basically they're anti Odumodu, so that means they are pro Pretty Boy Dio, but they don't actually support Pretty Boy Dio music. Like they don't actually like, they don't listen to the songs, they don't know the songs, they're just anti. Do you get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, and it's just funny because I'm just like,
bro, instead of actually knowing the actual gist and trying to understand where two separate people that have separate brain and have separate, like, you know, ideas about how they see themselves and how they've been disrespected as people and as men, like everything that they are saying, nobody's totally correct, but everybody has the right to express the way they feel. Yeah. Do you get what I'm saying? So, like, the fact that you just come and just clamp on somebody's matter, on some this and that and whatever and whatever, and you're not actually supporting either of the artists by listening to their music and sharing it, or even talking, like, bro, like, people don't be talking about Pretty Boy Dio until this came up. Like, what the fuck? You did not know that Pretty Boy Dio was good that time, Abi. It's now that you remember that Pretty Boy Dio is good. Do you get what I'm saying? It's just very, very stupid. And even people inside the, like, industry, like, the stupid people that were taking sides instead of actually gauging and not involving themselves in the whole yarns, now they look very, 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 very stupid, because all these things are always solved with a conversation and some greens, bro. And money, like, falling out.
Conversations and some drinks, that's literally what would solve this whole issue.
And sometimes you get, and niggas getting paid. That's all. Right. Like, you think niggas want to be fighting online? Are you dumb?
You get, just gonna do your laundry. Where is it to be fighting?
Do your fucking laundry, brother. Just
literally, take a walk. Take a fucking walk, nigga.
But then, like you said, like, most of the things are gender-based, bro. Like, first of all, you know that you're on a genuine fan P. I love Dio. And maybe I even still, I love OD based on now. And then, like, you're now still like, yeah, I still love you, him, yes. But where is he? Like, I don't even see him, but I'll write for him because I love him. So now you now feel like, okay, they're now, but then there are now people that don't even feel any way for these two guys. They don't even give a fuck. They're just here to scatter the whole thing. And they're the ones that are believing the narrative with their verified.
They're the ones that are believing the narrative with their nonsense. So
when you now see that they're having 8K likes and, you understand? When you're seeing they're having so many engagement, you now start to feel like, okay, this is the way a lot of people agree that we should think. And that's the bandwagon P that it is. Yeah.
You know, I saw a video on TikTok and someone was saying, like, look, it's all a skit. Like, everything is a skit. Don't care too much. Don't bother too much. Like, they're all making money from your reactions. They're all making money from...
All those reactions, all those shares and retweets with Pretty Boy and Odumodu, they get, this is, they know they get money from
Clarence, forget Pretty Boy and Odumodu, because they genuinely had, like, something. I'm talking about the other people that were talking and were saying, yeah, like, quote unquote, music.
Oh, yeah, music. Yeah.
They'll get money at the end of the month because you retweeted them so much. And those guys,
you retweeted them so much. Are you made their arrows go green on Elon's board?
They know how to trigger you. They know how to say the things that will make you like it. Do you get? Because okay,
forget those people. What's, like, for my own, like, from, because now it's, they are all good. But, like, how did you now that is everything? Like, how did you, like, see the whole thing? Like, what was your thoughts on all the things that happened?
Misha, personally, Ferina speaks, like, I don't know, from the point of view that it happened and the way everything happened, like, because our boss in a very, like, between Pretty Boy and Odio, this one is not between Pretty Boy and Tizio, because Pretty Boy and Tizio matter is completely different.
Different.
And that was my OP. It seemed like Odio just used that opportunity, like, to, like, sort out everything between himself and Dio, do you get what I'm saying? And me, personally, I didn't think that was the way to go about it. I think that if you wanted the Kasala to bust, it should have just bust the Kasala, like, big Kasala, like, enter, like, say Dio, you see, you and Tizio, people have your own team, but me and you and these Yans, we have to clear it now. Do you get? I think that would have been a better way, but at the end of the day, me, I can't decide. Do you get? I'm not the one, like, I don't know the nooks and crannies of the real gist. You don't know how connected that first gist and the second gist is, like, on the underground. So, like, you can't really, like, prescribe anything. You can only just have your opinion on how the thing happened. But, like, apart from that, like, me, I think that if they had to fight like that for them to be calm now.
Yeah, then it needed to happen.
Then calm. As long as they are calm for real. It's calm.
The world doesn't need Dio and OD
to be fighting. Like, so many bangers can come from
the world doesn't need
that,
it
from that collab. Like, it's not necessary. Like, they can, like, really coexist and boss. Like,
And give us wonderful jams, bro.
Like bro, we don't need any of that. I swear, we don't need that, bro. Culture don't need that, bro, at all.
Yeah.
At all.
Yeah, man. Can't lie, but like, when I take like a step backwards, what I see is, like, if you look at, because me, I actually followed that gossip for like a small bit before I freed them. You understand? But if you look at that P, and you now find out that the entire Kinney, because let's start from the origin, which is like the funds, the entire P about the $500 or $200, if you really, really look at it well, Wami is not signed to Native. Do you understand? Mm. He has never been signed to Native. So now, but Wami obviously has done songs with DJ Shows. Wami doing a song with DJ Shows and then need to go out and chill and all of that doesn't necessarily concern like a Native P. Do you get?
Yeah.
So I think like the same way that you say that man just use OD just use opportunity to just drag Sewas of his always Sewas on his chest. I feel like that's also what DOD dragging things into it. Because if you really think about it, like that whole P concern just Dio, his guy, that's photographer, Shaws, and then Wani. But obviously, like this was gonna be like 10 times more aggravating if you go for the TZP. Do you understand? So that's actually crazy. You understand that's actually what it is. But moment, like you said, these guys they don't make up back.
Yeah,
that's what my main moral from this. And this piece, not even this P that taught me. What taught me this piece, my popsy and my sister, they were having a fight, bro. Huge, big fight like this before she went to Canada. I mean, I called my popsy and I was yabbing him. Not yabbing him, but I was telling him that, like, man, come do shit like this, like, because your daughter's about to travel. You gotta be more empathic, like, blah, 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 blah. That was a change from dead guy me. Next few hours, Daruchi and my popsy don't make up. They don't chill. Me now, I feel like retarded son. We just call him Popsy House.
That's his slow, by the way. So we can't say that word. We can't say that our word.
Yeah. You understand? So like, and I'm just there like,
Nawa. I love that. It wasn't long.
I was like, wow, that's crazy. Yo. So basically, like that one just taught me that moment when people always sabi themselves. They sabi themselves without you. Like you come up for the question, they still sabi themselves. So
they get their own dynamic without you.
They get their own dynamic, bro. Like, you get why person go hustle person show for him.
You get what yeah, you get.
So, all these things, like, maybe we know they too, they choke body.
Because you guys know how many people have cut ties and, like, bond
come back
because
together.
Of this deal and OD beef, just for them to get back together. You guys are foolish. Every one of you are foolish, bro.
Bro,
let me just let you know.
You guys are going to collect nonsense like, as in rewards. You get pleased to be games, gets to be prizes.
Yes, to be prizes.
You guys, so it's just kind of
weird. Yeah, man. But like in conclusion, man, when I saw the video of not even because that kind of like the only thing that made me feel good was when that time when Dio and OG like we had their arms around each other. Any other content I saw from me without other nigga with them, I was just like, man, get this nigga out of here, man. But like when I saw OG and Dio put their arms around each other, I was like, yeah, man. Like it made me feel good. Like I was happy to see that, man. I was happy to see it.
But don't forget, I just said this thing now, you understand? Now this whole P had nothing to do with that guy.
Nigga, I don't give a flying. Fuck, nigga. I don't give a flying bison.
Yeah.
I don't give a flying kite. I just have my own agenda.
I like that. See, I know you don't mean that. Just
agenda you.
When you bro, really give it, like...
See, I'm... If I have agenda, I always say it.
Agenda.
Oh, I don't shy away from it, bro. I don't try to make it make sense.
As in, guys, if you get agenda, just get agenda, Joe. Oh,
I'm
say
it and stand beside this, bro.
Stand on your business.
Let me try and make it make sense, bro.
As in, still no make sense at all, Baba.
As in, bro, shit, good. But yeah, man, shout out to everybody involved. Thoughts and prayers to everybody involved. Did we notice anything on the internet again this week? You were we can't get into football yet.
No, it's football is too early. Football is later. All right,
cool. Okay, we can move on.
I've been thinking a lot about relationships, bro. Guys,
wonderful. Let's go. I love that.
Like,
are you serious,
bro?
I've been thinking about it, man. And what do you like? Me, I just want to just do an open question out there. Like, the concept of the understanding babe. The concept of the understanding babe. What do you guys think about that?
Man. I mean, we need to sort of define what people think. Yeah. I mean, if you ask the general public, an understanding babe or an understanding boyfriend is just an order.
Yeah.
Yes. With low self-esteem.
With low self-esteem.
Can't leave the person that they're with. That's what it is.
To the general public.
To the general public. Right. Man, understanding babe, literally, to me too, is that. Like, because... I won't lie, I've been an understanding guy.
I think from that conversation we had that evening, Ludisan.
Yeah.
You were not an understanding boyfriend or understanding guy. You were just you were just an attached nigga that didn't know when to stop.
For someone that was in it, I can say that I went to an understanding guy phase.
You know, okay, I get that they might have been that. But like also you have to understand what you were understanding. What were you understanding? Let's not go too far because we need to come back to the actual thing.
Yeah. I was understanding that, man, Shirley gotta do what Shirley gotta do. I was understanding that, like, you know when like you have to like start switching your mindset, your normal mindset to fit someone else.
Uh-huh.
To fit someone else's actions,
is
to
that
fit someone else's
is that understanding? That is that understanding?
I mean, you can class it as that. You can. It is not really understanding. It is just like the Lulu.
Yes, right? It's not understanding.
But you can class it as that.
It's not understanding. It's not understanding. It's the Lulu. Because, like, I was thinking about the understanding babe today, right?
And not too much on Ludi, man. Not too much on Ludi.
Not too much on Ludi. But I was thinking about the understanding babe today, and I'm like, that way too. To me, what I think and the understanding babe is a babe that like knows that you have a process and she can see the motion of your process and she knows that obviously like a process is a process. It's not like always up but it's not always down either. Do you get what I'm saying? So like basically on the process like she does not really have a problem with like, I mean obviously as a person that somebody that has sense like obviously she's also going to bring other things to the table. Like,
yeah,
she's going to not just allow you, like from the get-go, like from the jump, it was never just going to be a thing of, oh, you know, just you, you know, you're just the only one bringing everything, you know, to the table. Do you get what I'm saying? In fact, as part, now you go make the table, now you go buy the table.
Like, she doesn't bring anything to the table but an iPhone.
Do you get what an iPhone and some other shit? Do you get what I'm saying? Like, she's not bringing nothing to the table except her iPhone and her bag. Do you get what I'm saying? So, it's not that, like, from the jump, it was never that. So, like, me, I think an understanding baby is somebody that like, okay, like she knows that you got her, so she got you.
Yeah, and then she knows that at the stage that you're at, like saying things that she might usually desire, she's cool, she understands, she knows you enough and she knows what you are doing enough to know that, you know what, this is my desire, you know, I'm willing to compromise on a few things
because for now.
I just know him. Yeah. I just know him and I know that like even with what he has, he makes up and he like you get so like he can
basically
I understand.
You get basically in the show workings, so she will believe him.
Yeah.
Yeah. To me, that's what an understanding babe is. To me, if your man or your babe is not showing workings and you're understanding, I'm more now you they understand nonsense, so in my opinion,
like some people, even if he's showing workings, your workings is not like workings. No, this sometimes when you do your workings right and your workings are right, but you don't get the answer. Some people only care about the final results. It seems like most people in this generation only care about the final.
They only care about they don't care how you work.
They don't care how you
they don't want to see that. Okay, the answer is A. I want to see that your answer is A.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, like Gunna Boy says, you go explain tire.
You go explain no tire. No evidence. You get what I'm saying?
So that's the generation we are in. So like, it's kind of hard to find someone that cares about your workings.
No, because
without you need to have some evidence. Kind of like
that's exactly what I'm telling you. See, when I say show workings,
I mean, because I can't lie, like, when they're, you know, in secondary school, when they're marking a script, they'll tell you that they're marking work, you know, they're marking answer, but they're also marking your working. Do you get what I'm saying? So, like, obviously, it means say if they work, if they work well, like, if you're doing the actual math, like the proper math, like, obviously, you get the answer. You get. Sometimes you might not always get the answer because maybe like maybe you make some mistake, but you're working there on point and the answer they close. But most of the time, like out of 10 answers, out of 10 questions, you if you are showing your working, someone that is showing working is showing answers seven out of 10. You get that's showing working to me, sha.
No, you guys are show working, bro.
You guys are show working, bro. You guys are show working.
See, my own P is in your early something-somethings, you understand? There's only one person. We never really understand this. But the only person that you need to show workings to is yourself. Because the only person that will be there to actually mark the script is yourself. You. Like the babe, bro, the babes that you are fucking with some in 2016, from 2018, 2019.
That's crazy.
Bro, the babes that I was on 2018, 2019, 2020. I don't even speak to them.
Yeah, I don't even speak to them no more, bro.
You get it? And so if you think that maybe you are trying to get your bread up for them, you are trying to get your bread up for you because now you're there now. You need this bread. Do you understand? So basically, I feel like niggas really need, niggas, babes, all of us, we need that. Not like you should be confined or enter solitude or not have relationships, but having that deep one, romantic relationship that you are tied down to and you have to be loyal to and you have to, bro, you don't even have the ability to come through. like your come throughness is not even, and that's what drives relationship, bro. The cute things that she can do for you and the cute things
that you can do for her. Yes. You
know, so
you
know, someone like says,
sorry, finish.
Yeah. No, chat to me, bro.
You know, I was watching something and they said, like, for a man, what makes relationship work from a man's point of view is your self-esteem and forgetting the next thing, but it's your self-esteem and something else. That if like without your self-esteem, like if you are lacking in self-esteem, your relationship as a man is not going to work. No matter how like much
how much of a provider you are,
how much of a provider you are.
If your self-esteem is not on check, it's not going to work because why? You are always going to find an issue. You are going to be insecure. You are going to be this. And it's pretty much the same thing when, like, as a guy, you're in a relationship, but your workings are not there. Your results are not there. You are literally going to push that woman away. Why? Because you are not right within yourself.
Yes, now you don't have motion.
Exactly.
The cure to male loneliness is motion.
It's motion, bro. It's fucking motion.
You get what I'm saying? So that's the thing. Like,
me, I'm not interested in having an. Okay, let me not say that. I like understanding babes.
No, but see, let me tell you.
I don't want you to understand me too much,
see,
man.
See, what I'm saying, see, my own, see, what I think an understanding babe is like, okay, like I saw one tweet that said, two jobless people with no jobs are expecting gifts from one another.
As in, they play.
Bro! Let me tell you what you need. I think you need understanding friends. And this is not some cliche.
Yes, true.
Like,
true.
You need your guy that will look at you like, I know this guy is broke, but come, Mo, go this place. Make but I know what you can do. But I understand that.
I know what you can do. And it's not that I know what you can do. Is that you actually have done it.
I've done it before.
You understand? But now, today, I will test all the Ubers, I'll drive you, whatever. I will even feed you, not feed you, but I'll pay for the food, like, and all of that. Like, because I understand that you need this.
Yusef, you don't come through for me before.
You get, so, like, you need an understanding girlfriend that understand that, like, this position, maybe, like, her popsy is. And, like, it's not as if she was in that field, she could obviously tap into it, but she's not. But, like, you are. And she can just understand that. Can't lie, man. Like, I can just do something for this guy.
I hear what you're saying, Jay, right? But it's different when your guy is footing all the bills and when your babe
is footing all the bills. It's a very, very thin line.
Guy that's being taken care of is different. That's why I'm going back to that self-esteem piece. Like, when your guy is running it, you know that, we are guys. charges, right? But when it's your babe, like, you are, it's going to
make when
you
it's your babe, less. It's different, dog.
That's what I said, like, bro, in this, like, phase and stage of people's life, like, young people, all this dating pee, quite unnecessary.
I don't think that's the approach.
Okay, tell me what the approach is then.
No. What I'm saying is that, like, sorry, Luzan, do you, I don't care whether you agree or not, but what I want to understand where you are. Like, do you agree with what Jay is saying, that relationships right now are unnecessary?
Wait, let me say it well first, chill. Like, I believe you need to have a lot of solid relationships, not a lot, Seth, a few solid relationships, like friendships with girls and guys, as opposed to having that one penultimate.
No. I hear you. I hear that. Basically, what you're saying is that, like, in this whole understandingness is not just romantic relationships. Understandingness is also like platonic relationships.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, you need understanding. You don't want to have a group of guys that they're your guys, but because they know that, but these guys don't get bad, they're not gonna call you for something. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. And it's not as if it's their fault. And obviously, like, if they can call you for some and not call you for some, they're understanding guys too. I'm talking about never call you for nothing. Do you understand? So, because they just feel like they come and that's an extra, you know, those guys, they don't really understand your pee. And maybe you too, you don't also give like the energy that, like,
you don't give them the energy that they need for them to understand you.
Understand that, like, you can be resourceful to your nigga even though you are low.
Even though you are low on bread. You don't have to wait until you have bread for you to be a resourceful person.
So it's all these kind of things, like, but when we just give all our energy to that one romance,
it's not just romance. It's actually and it's crazy because the question I was gonna ask was that, like, I think Jay has already cleared it up. Like, yeah, basically, like, it's not about the penultimate, my babe.
But, like, there's still a question in what you ask.
The question is that, like, do you think it's unnecessary? Like, I don't think it's unnecessary.
Why? Explain why.
The reason why I don't think it's unnecessary is that, like, I can't lie. Like, I get it that, like, obviously, you cannot marry everybody you date, but, like, it's also important to understand that you need to practice.
Okay.
Right? So, like, I mean, I'm not going to say that you should, if you are on zero bread, you should go and be dating them. No. Like, actually, what I'm saying is that when you have motion, don't shy away from it.
Yeah, there's worth in your motion.
Yes. There's worth in your motion. So, I'm saying that if you have motion, it means that you have value. And if you have value, that means, like, before you have plenty of money, that means you're already attracting babes. And if you're going to attract babes, you are going to get into situations where you like some babes more than others. You want to do some things for some babes more than you want to do it for others. And those babes or that babe that you want to do something for, she also wants to do something for you too. She also wants to be there for you. She also wants to, like, got you. Do you get what I'm saying? So, like, you shouldn't, like, shy away.
Do you know what I'm hearing in all this kind of thing?
What?
If I say clients don't find ones.
Yeah, I know they do.
I just
plead the fucking fifth, bitch. I put in fucking faith because for real, like, I'm not even going to tell you, like, I'm single, right?
Yeah,
but, like, I don't see things.
Your fifth don't need come out to just
and your fifth don't turn fault.
My own just be saying, I don't see things, right? So, like, my own point is, see, like, bro, like, you need the balance of, like. No, chill, relax.
He's a blush. Oh, don't kill me.
What I'm saying, before you guys make me fucking digress, my point is that this world, there are two sides of this world. There's the man's POV, there's the woman's POV. You need to enter that woman's POV and gauge.
Yeah.
For you to have a balanced view of the whole thing. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Well, what I'll say to grab this guy is that I think most of the attributes all the necessary...
And you can get that. Sorry. Let me just finally land my point. You can get that female POV from platonic relationships as well. That's what I mean. That's what Jay said makes that friendship is the basis of everything. That's the truth.
Word. Shout out my female friends, man. You guys are the best.
Yeah, man. You guys are the best. I need more fully straight platonic female relationships. I don't believe that I'm never going to knock. I don't want to knock me. I need that. Best. I need that.
Jay, you are saying something, bro.
What was I just saying? Most of the qualities that will actually help, let me not even say me as a human being, most of the qualities that will actually help my next or, you know, whatever, my next relationship that I'll get into are the things that I've actually sat down to slow down and practice on, like my friends, even like male and female friends, do you understand? Like, remembering to call people just to check up on them, communication, all this, having empathy, like actually listening to people talk to me about like their inconveniences and me just being there to listen. And then
it's not even just that, it's not that one is even shoulders to lean on, it's even in situations where there's conflicts and they're like bloodlines and they're like gray areas in terms of how people feel about things.
Yeah,
like that thing that we're talking about the other time when Kanye was working for the LV thing and then it was Virgil that got it. Do you get what I'm saying? It's not as if Kanye would hate Virgil, but like I wanted it though. Do you get what I'm saying? Like he doesn't hate Virgil, but like he wanted it as well. Do you get and all those kinds of emotions? It's not even just about okay, you need someone to lean on. I don't give a fuck. It's not even just about leaning on somebody. Sometimes it's even just about like two people that want the same things, people that feel like they're happy for their friend, but they wanted it to, they kind of feel some type of way being around them because they don't want to pass off weird energy, all those types of things. Like, those are the actual things, the actual conversation, trust, all those things.
So, Clarence, when is the wedding now?
You're crazy. You're fucking crazy.
I am like, who they ready to marry? See, if you guys enter relationships, so this is how you guys will be waxing poetic about understanding and trust and coming together for the same motion and the same purpose.
They play like say that same understanding and trust. We know the experience and for these balcony boys as we did.
We do it as we experience it as friends, like mad.
Like mad. You dumb. Like
crazy.
Headlock, like see, we got that day.
Yes, I like this conversation. But like the Coco right now is like bar as a man, do what you can, do what you feel like. If it ends up well, good. If it doesn't, you learn the lesson, you charge it and you move on.
Bro, you learn the lesson, you charge it and you move on, and you go and get more bread. That's what you do.
Bro, just make sure you're stacking up, man. That's the important part.
At the end of the show, yeah, the point is just go and stack up.
Yes, stack up and see people well.
When you are in your loan, you're in your lonesome and you are thinking everything through, at the end of the day, you're going to blame yourself. You're not going to blame anybody else but yourself. So just hold out.
Guy, I saw something. It's crazy. And that's why sometimes that Twitter app and again your own moments. Sometimes you can just
But I love Twitter though. When you curate your Twitter to see exactly what you want to see, Twitter is amazing. Yeah, 10 over 10.
Exactly.
Before you speak, do you know what I noticed? That day that I went back. I don't even want to see you guys' tweets. Like, I don't want to see it. Because a lot of the things that you guys do tweet, we probably, if we are not yarned or we've not yarned about it in, like, one of our calls or anything, or when we see each other, like, I don't know if it matters to me like that. I don't know. Maybe that's crazy or something. If we've not yarned, it matters like that. Do you understand?
But to be fair, like, I get what you're saying. My own problem with Twitter now is that on a personal level, on a personal fairness, I'm not trying to, like, divulge so much of my inner thoughts. The thoughts that cloud my inner world. Like, not my world in terms of how I relate with other people, like, my inner world.
revealing less. I don't want to
that's
what
fair.
I'm on. I don't need to tell you how I feel about this right now. No, you don't have to know that. Nah, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, but Jay, sorry for interrupting you, my bro. You're gonna say something.
Yeah, I saw something on Twitter. What was it? I saw basically the thing was just a small quote said your future self is looking at you right now through memory. And it's crazy because
let me bring that to your timeline, Abby.
Deep.
Maybe. You don't even have to.
I remember that.
You don't even have to wait 10 years from now to understand what it means. Like, literally, think about something. I know we use this example a lot, but it's real. And it's like doing the dishes. You get, like, when you cook and, like, just you know that you can just
Jay cooked one spaghetti yesterday. I've not heard words since then, but okay, continue.
Like you cook and you know that like you can just do the dishes before you even serve yourself, bro. At least like the things where you use chop, as in cut the thing, all those extra things.
Yeah, you can but actually then, like, clean all that shit and leave just the pot, bro.
And then you don't, yeah. And then now you now eventually eat then maybe you now want to eat dinner and you want to eat something else. So you have to like clean the stuff now. You now look at the whole setup and how it's so bogus. How it could have just been maybe the plate you used to eat that you had to
and
clean.
The pot.
No, the pot will still have food inside. So you still have a few, like a day or two before you have to wash that. Do you understand? But like you just basically look back at yourself through memory, the moments where you could have just done it. And like, you know, it feels more stressful right now than it did then. So it's just like one of those like my nigga stop procrastinating quotes. I like that one too.
Because yeah, literally, I feel you, man. I feel you kind of like we don't enter the very abstractness of balcony sessions. I love you, though. This is sweet.
I trust Logi San to take us back to the world, to take us back to the wild.
Yeah, let's go back to the world.
Today,
let's
this morning, right? I took two names off my jacket. Did you get? To make it clear, I took two names of my, I took two bodies of my, you know, my role.
You not count them again.
Yes, and I reserve the right to do that. It is my body, my choice. And my body, my fucking choice.
You don't fuck count. You just know that you can't unfuck.
They play. Even if those two bodies, and there's still one more that is going to go down. Those two bodies, even if we go to court tomorrow and they swear on the Bible that me and them have anything to do with each other, I'll argue it and deny it and say that they are tripping.
Do you know what's crazy?
I'll say that they're deluded.
Do you know what's crazy? Because I recently had that same feeling about somebody.
Damn.
I had that same feeling about somebody. And it's crazy because we don't even do any meet and greets. You get it was just a little thing of like okay, like we were on some freaky on phone. You get not even like really on messages, like maybe like texting. You get okay, maybe some pictures, huh? But like I can't really remember right now.
The
but like
freaks.
But basically,
real freaks.
But basically,
bro,
like
real
but
freaks
basically,
here, man.
But basically, that person is friends with somebody that is currently occupied by me at this point in time, right? So now this person is now like on some, you know, yeah. You know, we had a thing. You know, really trying to make it look like we had a thing. Nigga, we did not have a thing. First of all, I was not even like, you get so like, why are you basically, the point is that like, I wish I never met you. In fact, I don't even know you anymore.
So there's no need to wish. I never
I don't
met
know
you
anymore, bro. I don't know you, bitch. I don't know you.
I so decided now, like, my destiny.
What'd you say?
I said, I decided my destiny and I've never met
I
you.
I decided my destiny.
You heard?
And I've never seen you in my life, bro. If you have, you a, heard? If you have a scale, I can stand on it and say I've never met you in my life. So, like, sometime this week, I took Shuba for a walk. And I'm sure I've told two of you guys this thing. There's this babe that, like, I supposedly, allegedly had a thing with in 2017, right?
Meet and greet.
Do you get a nice little meet and greet, right? And like I saw her, she was walking her dog too. And this is not the first time like I see this babe, but we don't speak, right? And it's kind of like my fault because when when we did the meet and greet 2017, I just totally ignored her, which was like bad behavior and bad attitude. But yeah. So now we saw it, we like we're literally neighbors, but we don't speak, right? I'm just like, man, like, you know what? Like, does that even still count as somebody that like I had a thing with?
Bro, do you know that it's crazy because I had a similar thought again. Like, I was thinking about the like platonic female friends, and I was like, wait, how many platonic female friends do I actually have? Like, see, like, it is purely platonic as far as no meet and greets, nothing, no, I think I like the way you look, though. I mean, we can't really do anything right now, but maybe sometime down the line, I was thinking, do I really have platonic female friends? And I was like, I can only count like one right now. So I'm not like that, wait, too. So at what point or how far does it have to be for you to stop counting that we ever did anything?
No, as for me, as long as I decide that okay, we didn't do anything, then we didn't do anything wrong. That's
real.
That's for me. As long as I've decided that that shit never happened, and if you take me to court, I will swear on it that it never happened. Bro. Do you understand? That's my own. That's how it is for me. At least moving forward. So now that be, I'm like, bro, like I kind of want to take off my jacket. To be fair, cause like I'm never like, what is it? No, but yeah, we'll see. She's still on there, though. I'm still hopeful. She's my neighbor, so I'm still hopeful.
That, yeah, okay, crazy. This guy said hopeful. This nigga,
maybe one day.
This nigga, this nigga is looking at the edge of the box for a volley from that corner.
This guy, I'm waiting at the edge of the box, man. Do you know when the keeper catches the ball and they still like the striker is still at the post, just waiting for the keeper to try and kick it and just come and get the ball.
Yeah, thief.
I was waiting. Just put the ball on the ground. Let me just snatch the ball.
But he's doing face like he don't send.
I'm doing.
Yeah, but he's doing face like he don't send.
I'm doing like I'm adjusting my socks. I'm pulling my socks up. I'm adjusting my shin pads, bro.
I swear.
That's crazy, man.
Wait, Sam, but it's not the same shorty that I was telling you could meet the shorty and then sell the thing.
What?
That was the same babe that I was telling you could make Shiba and then sell the thing.
Right? No, that's not the same shorty. That's not the same shorty.
Okay,
this same shorty bought me, guy, after we met at, what's the place? That year, DJ Olu's, this thing that year. It's in our Vapors.
Vapors.
Yeah, we met at Vapors that year.
You know the thing.
Yeah, she even bought me one nice suit, man. Correct, baby. Correct, baby. But I was just
I'm a dickhead that year.
Of course, you were.
Now why? If I did talk, see now, you talk, see, I talk small wholesome things. You told me to when wedding day. You see, if you know, be dickhead that year now, you for don't do one.
But like for you, though, when is the wedding? Because like,
yeah, crazy. I'll shoot you. I'll shoot your head right now. If you see anything more than that, I'll shoot you. Oh,
guys, send me, Ashwembio. Send me.
Because I know that will bring you chow for flask.
What'd you say, Jay?
No, would that baby bring you chow for flask?
Yes, man. She bought me chow, man. She bought me one nice soup, man. This one has soup.
They play. 8 years ago. 6 years. Nah, yeah, 8 years ago. Okay, no.
8 years ago, bro.
I do, but...
Yeah, I just... When I saw her, I wanted to say something, but I'm like, man... I don't know, man.
It was like 7 years ago.
Yes, like how many years ago? And like, I'm sure she remembers like that. She recognizes my face like mad. I know because every time, like, even that day, I was looking at her. You know, when someone is looking at you, you can feel their eyeballs on the side of your face. She kept looking straight, so I knew that she was aware of the whole situation.
Like, I'm sure it sounded that babe dating.
Oh, yeah, I did. I just totally ignored, like, you know, when like. The same thing I'm doing with this taking numbers off my body count. That's the same thing I did. I just already acted like she didn't exist, bro. And that was bad.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, no, that was nasty. That was nasty.
That's nasty. Work, your nasty face. Nasty work, your bro. Nasty lyrics.
No, I can't lie, man. Sometimes I don't even like to go into like the 2017 pothole. Because like, what the man they do, man?
So I was 19, man. What the fuck? What the fuck do you want from me, man? Like...
No, like, obviously, like, now you can say that in your defense, but, like, in my, looking back and, like, in my regrets, in a way, I feel like there are some saying, like, babes, that, you know, they just liked me for me, And me, I just like ran game or whatever. And then now, they just exist in this world. And like, you're just like, not like I'm trying to get back into their crews, but you can't even if you want.
Yeah, even if you try, they don't even trust you. Like, you just hurt them too much.
Like, they hurt you so much that they blocked you out of the crews. Like, you can't be not welcome there.
That kind of babe now, I'm sure she has taken me off her jacket.
Do you understand? She's not gonna ever tell anybody that she's because, bro,
nah, I'm laying that pipe, you know.
That pipe, but can't lie,
pipinya.
When I had like a real reality check about this thing was last year when someone called me and told me that I was owing them 8 years trauma, 8 years that their therapist needed me to release them. I was like, okay, no, we actually have to be quite like articulate. Even if you want to end something with a babe, you need to end it properly. It's quite essential to do that.
Can't just ghost.
Okay, you guys, when is the wedding now?
Nigga, I wasn't talking about anybody in specific. Nigga, don't try it, no. Don't even try it.
Okay, Anish, you're just casting yourself. Just plead your fucking feet. Casting yourself even
more. Don't try it.
Do you understand? And the casting yourself is long because, like, you're going to shoot me. Like, is that kind of one bullet, seven die? Like, that's what's in the soul for the pot. Just allow it, dog.
Like, your gun safe. The bullet is even going backwards. Like, the fuck?
That's what you get. Your hands not steady, fam.
Don't worry. Mad. I hate you guys so much.
Take it easy
on that whole taking things off your jacket.
Why?
Don't worry, there was a pun there. You didn't see it, so move on.
Oh, nice one. Nice one. Of which?
I knew this.
She showed me some days back. She's thicker now. I just want to say, on behalf of everybody on my side, you know, yeah.
Yeah, so she's not getting taken off the jacket.
Nah, she's thick now, so nah.
I bet. Say none.
See, this is real life, undiluted balcony sessions, man. Do you understand? She's not getting took off anywhere, but like, yeah, it's not a thing where like I'm gonna try and I'm not trying to do anything. Like, that's cool, you get, but yeah.
Nah, that's man, cool. See, I'm taking the piss, but, like, there's somebody that's going, like, this, since we're, I think, you know, there's a corner in balcony sessions where we do this type of stupid things.
It's always around the 45th minute. The only people that listen to the end that get this part.
But basically, at the carries one serious akbar for person. Ah, God, that person. Yeah, I go make up my life mission, make them no say, then vex me. You understand? Yeah, person will tell me happy birthday. But
wait, hold on. Roll it.
When I last would think about it, there is two. But basically, like the happy birthday piece is not that deep to me. It's the one that I told Happy New Year and aired me. You understand? And then did not tell me happy birthday. Ah, it pained me.
You have to give us.
How can I give you guys context in this speech? Well,
context, bro.
The year 2017, you get me?
Okay, I know 2017.
Yeah, so type shit, man.
2017 didn't tell you Happy New Year, you told Happy New Year first.
I'm telling you, bro.
Guys, he took you off her jacket. That's what I'm saying, nigga. This base be doing
he it. Took you off her jacket, brother.
No, let me tell he you what said let nope. me tell you, she's forming
he's too far off. 7 years ago.
Nah, don't do that. Let me tell you what.
Let's watch the cope his way through this. Oh, yeah, let's go.
So basically, this is what happened. Last year, I did Lagos. And yeah, so basically, I we don't see. And it's just in some kind of way where, like, it's just somehow. And she doesn't have her own Twitter, you understand? She uses my burner account to stay on Twitter. So I changed the password, man. Do you understand? But I changed the password to get a reaction. Do you understand? But like, she never reacts, man. She does.
What kind of game are you playing?
Going on? Guy, what do you have going on in your life, nigga?
What kind of game are you playing, bro?
2017 thing.
The fuck?
Are you guys sure we're on the same page?
I'm not on the same page with you again. Wait, isn't the 2017 thing that you have, she was using your Twitter, your burner?
Yes, though.
Is it the one that came to see you when you were in the hospital that time? The trench coat one, the trench coat one.
Nah, fam.
Okay,
oh,
cool.
Nah,
cool, cool.
Hey, that would be stupid. Nah.
That's where I thought took you off my jacket.
Nah. But not that.
So who? You need to give me a scenario to know this person, please.
That's crazy. We don't have a lot. See, you know what's crazy? The only time this is scenario. The only time we all ever hung out together was the time we were in Eddie's room, CITS.
Okay, yo, easy. Of which. She just sent me a snap. But let's move on.
The fuck? Are you hearing what's going on right now? You listen now.
Don't kill me. This is all for entertainment. We fell to the tag at the beginning.
The
this
fuck?
Is all just entertainment, guys. Hey. Okay, so Shoddy, you greeted Shoddy happy birthday. I'll be happy new year. And she didn't answer you, Jay.
Hey!
The guy they put.
Hey! He said you will slap. We slap, you said. 20 days I slap. Open up.
I never open up now.
I will call you. I will go screen record.
Guy, hey! You didn't even catch it. You didn't catch it. When you listen back to the episode, you catch it. We just spoke about it.
All right. I just sent something to the GC. You are correct, Abby.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Cool, bet.
Yeah, now.
So yeah, man.
Let me open the snap, guys. I'll let you know if it's some titties.
Let me know if it's coochie, though. Motherfucker.
It is not titties, man. She's telling me that she's tempted to get one of those Stanley Cups type shit, but the knockoff ones or the ones that are not Stanley Cups.
Why?
Okay, man, send some TVs, brother.
Why? Did you post standing cups? Did you post standing cups?
I said Stanley Cup. You know those cups where like you put water and it stays cold. All those kinds of cups.
Did you post it?
No, I didn't. I don't know, man.
Bro, she just used that one Instagram, bro.
Just give me send me streaks. I saw you just had to keep streaks type shit.
I hate babes, man.
No,
babes that will DM you, will text you to ask you about a dealer that is obviously not answering them.
Explain, I beg.
Like, bro, you want to buy J. You the dealer? No, okay, yeah, I give you a dealer. You normally use the dealer, and it's calm, it's usually calm. And then you know something happens, and like we are not talking right now. Do you get? And it's not as if there's any beef, but like we are not yarning. Do you get? So like you now them text me on some I texted this dealer, but then the dealer is not, his stuff is on one tick. I don't know what's going on. And I'm like, he's not.
Am I the dealer's keeper? Am I his manager?
Am I his manager, bro? Like
as in.
Like, am I his manager, bro? Like, choose one, bro. Like,
let me tell you why I said that. No, it's not about babes. Just now, like, what I said, I don't like babes. So, there's this tactic, right, where like people try to stay in the loop through affiliation. Do you get? It's like, yeah, sure, just allow it, man. Let's just move on from it.
Easy and good. He's talking that loop. Nobody
wanna win this game.
What will we do?
That's why I'm like, this dynamic of like dating in our 20s and everything, like, bro, is good because you use it and rack up experience. That's the only thing, that's one of the best things about it. You use it to rack up experience. And if
you check where you might find the person that you just lock it off with later on.
Yeah, you might. You just might, brother. Guy, we're talking about locking it off all episode, but okay. And he ran away.
That's goal at the end of the day, bro. Cause yeah, like,
I do want to have like, you know, I want to get married and all that shit.
You know, someone that actually gives a fuck, not just because how it's looking like it could be. You know, now what I want me be. You get then. Let's now know what I'm doing from there. But yeah, man, I definitely think you need the experience. You need to hang out with different types of niggas and women at the same time.
Yeah.
You get so all them things, dog.
If you've been with an Igbo woman, like a light skinned Igbo woman, right? Specifically from Imo State, and she's beautiful, you got batty with big lips. I think big, beautiful lips, right? And a beautiful face. I think like the experience that you're going to have is well and good enough to lock your heart off for a few years. All the experience you are needing from this dating scene, you get it from an Igbo woman. I'll tell you that for sure. So if you want quick experience, if you want to fast track your experience and you want to become a dog, just gonna invest in an Igbo woman. You get.
Nah, I can't lie, man. Malo babes are nice babes, man. Malo babes are nice, you know. Some Yoruba babes, they do well too. My Igbo sisters, I'm a... It's crazy, yo.
They will take you to the lowest point of your life.
Like, I love them, do you understand? But me specifically, I stay away, bro, because, like, I don't know, man. I feel like there's different... But it's like a conversation for another day.
Yeah. It's a socialization piece. It's way
exactly. It's the kind of doctrines that these different people get from birth. You understand? Mm-hmm. There's just like, you understand?
Yeah, from their aunties, from their elder sisters, from their mothers.
Yeah, all of that. Is that immediate direct contact to life from family? If it's not bro.
They always end up really cutthroat, really brutal. Yeah. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah, man.
Not too much on them.
Not too much on the ladies.
Not for today.
Yeah. I think we're good for today, can't lie.
Yeah, we are good for today. Let us see AFCON Yans. We're about to play Cameroon. Tonight.
Bro, is the Farina Derby?
As in, oh, that's true. It's the Makebong Derby, bro. Hey, they play at some point. Yeah, it was a new Derby.
Because Clarence versus Makebong. No, Niz is Nigerian. Niz versus Makebong.
Real.
Niz versus Makebong, bro. Josiah versus Makebong.
Josiah versus Clarence versus Ngo.
Ngo.
That's crazy. So it's the Makebong Derby.
The guy fell out the Ngo. Oh, you get that guy Ngo name too. It's complete. There's a long thing now. There's a long version of it now.
No, it's Ngo. It's just Ngo, bro. That's not the pronunciation. The pronunciation is actually Ngo. Yeah.
Ngo. Okay. All right, brother. Yeah, man. I'm going to see Egypt drawing their way through the group stage. One guy,
the people that stick the most are those Ivory Coast guys, man. These guys stick.
Ivory Coast are smelling, bro. And now them, the host competition.
And then they got qualify on Beg Beg.
They're not
all of them, they're not sucking Morocco's players' dicks because they qualify. Nigga, if you're not going to think about your future.
It's crazy because they now sacked their coach before, like before they now told them that they qualified. So, like, basically, they entered KO without coach.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, wow. Because they fucked up now. The guy sucked too much. Like, losing to Nige and then losing 4-0 again. Bro, like, it was bad. Like, they sacked the guy only for them to now tell them that what they've qualified. So basically, they sacked him, then they now qualified. So now they don't have coach. So now they now want to go and collect coach from that France national team, the women's national team, Hervé Renard. That guy has won AFCON before, I think, with Zambia.
Yeah, he has won AFCON twice, I think.
He has won AFCON before.
How is Ivory Coast qualified when they didn't make it?
Best losers.
Okay. Man.
Yeah. So they won one game. I think they won like 3-0 or 4-0. So best losers. You guess.
I don't care about these niggas. I only care about the green, white, green. And
night, baby.
You have to win, man. You have to beat Cameroon.
Nah, Nigeria has to win. Like, but guys, for me, it's very, very, for me, it's very, very funny because if Nigeria should win, guy, Onana is coming back, man. Fuck.
Yeah, but the level the best loser, I think it's politics, not like.
Obviously I want that, but Onana is just a fool. I'm just trolling him, bro.
Because Guinea has 4 points with minus one goals. And Ivory Coast has 3 points with minus three goals.
Never mind.
Omo, can't lie, man. It might have been politics. Now why are you talking about big, bro?
They use host nation.
If we come out, Nabi bring ball.
Me bring ball. That's what Ivory Coast use.
They use Nabi bring ball.
I cannot. My set cannot go out because it's my ball.
My set cannot go out because Nabi get ball.
I tell you.
What a shame, man. That's shameful, Ivory Coast. You guys should do better. DDA and them and there. You guys should do better.
DDA and them man.
That's it. Johan Cruyff is leaving Liverpool at the end of the season.
That one made me sad. So I'm like, oh damn. Yeah.
I was like, damn. Kloppy
Klopp.
The Klopp star.
I want to know where he goes. I think I'm more interested for where he goes next.
I think I'm more interested for who Liverpool side.
I think they get Xabi Alonso.
That's an idea. Where club goes next? I think who Liverpool get next is that's as interesting as where club goes next.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Do you think they get Xabi Alonso? I think Real Madrid wants Xabi Alonso though.
But as a Madrid fan, I think Xabi, because we have Ancelotti to like 2027 or something.
He extended.
So Xabi can go to Liverpool.
He might go to Liverpool or Bayern Munich.
I don't know where they go by.
I swear, again, those guys are still, those spoil is white.
You get those paying your white to come to Liverpool.
Yeah, Liverpool will give him long leg. Yeah.
Yeah, Liverpool will give him leeway like mad.
Give him leeway and money. Yeah, they'll give him time.
Bayern like this, if you go, they do anything.
Once you go, they fuck up almost 2 years, they go sack your papa. You go, they fight you. And you go stay your CV.
Yeah, Bayern will stay your CV, bro. So just go to Liverpool and you'll build. Don't worry. You build, but anyway, yeah, that's us for the day. That's us for this week.
Versky.
We are nothing but pencils in the hands of the
creator. In the hands of the creator, while he had to look at production.
In God we trust.
In God we trust. God knows all. Adieu, Papa. Adieu, Mama.
Adieu, Papa. But yeah, man. Rate us 5 stars. Comment. Whatever you feel like about this episode, yeah, man, keep listening, keep sharing. That's it, man.
Bank yeah, also, last one. Last one is we're going to be promoting 2 episodes this week, so keep an eye out. Episode and this episode as well. And also, Bad Boy Shoes is out, Rejuvenated is out. Yeah, man, go crazy, bro.
Go and stream, go and buy.
Share, guys.
We didn't talk about this today. Did you guys hear about Manuel's charging us 12K to the SDP?
Who? 12K?
Manuel's.
Charging who 12K?
Bro, he didn't drop it on DSPs. He only dropped it on one private skinny like this. So listen, you have to pay.
You can buy it and hold it.
Is his rich friends that used to bomb that will buy it for him.
Wait, no, hold on. You can buy it and you own it.
I guess so. But basically, you can't listen to it on Spotify or anything. No.
That's good. More people should do that.
Okay, come. Okay, I hope it works out well. I hope Manuel gets sales. Mad man, nice one.
Okay, it's only a thing for Nigerians in Nigeria.
$9.
Do you understand? Sorry.
I thought it was $12,000. You said, shit, I'm sorry. Make a think in dollars. Yeah. $12,000. Okay.
Okay, so it's think for Nigerians in Nigeria. Like, it's $9, bro. Niggas will pay that.
I don't know.
We are going to do something like for that Nigerians in Naira. Like, Lothar Eddie Jones.
What's that?
Okay, sorry. I thought you were coming at me. Sorry. I just last come at you first. The healthy competition.
Don't worry, I get it, man. All these Nairanians, they touchy, so I get
they didn't touchy. Can't lie, do you understand?
Like, they flatten penis.
Guys, fuck you guys, man. Bye.
All right, now peace.
Bye.